وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all accept all the work that you are doing for his Mubarak and beautiful deen. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وإذ قال موسى لقومه إن الله يأمركم أن تذبحوا بقرة قالوا أتتخذنا هزوا قال أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International. Continuing with the story of the Bani Israel, when Musa alayhi salam said to his people, Verily Allah commands you to slaughter a bullock. So they said, Are you joking with us? He replied, I seek refuge with Allah, that I become of the ignorant. So they said, Call to your Lord to explain to us what type of bullock it should be. So he said, Indeed, Allah says that it must be a bullock that is neither old nor young, but aged between the two. So do as you are commanded. So they said, Call to your Lord to explain to us what color he should be. So he said, Allah says that he should be a bright yellow bullock, which is pleasing to the observers. So they said, Call to your Lord to explain to us exactly what type of bullock he should be, because all bullocks appear the same to us. Then if Allah wills, we will be rightly guided. Musa alayhi salam said, Allah says that he must be a bullock that is perfect, does not till the soil, nor water the fields, and without any blemish. So they said, Now you have brought the truth. So they slaughtered it, although they never wanted to. So the Arabic word al-Baqarah refers to both a cow and a bullock. Many commentators have opted to translate the word as bullock because the final verse above mentions that the animal must not till the soil nor water the fields. So this type of work is usually done by bullocks, not cows. However, many commentators have also translated the word as cow, but the first translation is best because it is substantiated by a Quranic verse. So the forthcoming verses allude to an incident when a person was found murdered amongst the Bani Israel. The murderer was unknown, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed them that they should slaughter a bullock and with a piece of its flesh strike the dead body. This would bring the person back to life so that he could inform people who the killer was. After much contention, they finally did as they were told. The details of the incident vary according to the various reports in the books of Tafsir. Ibn Kathir reports from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala that an extremely wealthy old man lived in the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. His only heirs were his brother's sons, who happened to be very poor. They eagerly awaited his death, but he had a very long life. Eventually, Shaitan persuaded them to kill him so that they could inherit his estate as well as the blood money. The law at that time dictated that when a person was found dead between two towns and the killer was unknown, the people residing in the town closest to the body would have to pay the blood money. Therefore, Shaitan advised them to carry his body closer to the town in which they did not live. So, subsequently, they did as planned, carrying the dead body to the doors of the other town. The following morning, they claimed the blood money from the people of that town. So the people swore that they were innocent, saying that they could not be blamed because they had not opened the doors of their town the entire night. Therefore, none of their residents could have come out. So the commentator, Suddi Rahmatullah Ali, reports the matter differently. He says that a poor person from the Bani Israel decided to marry his wealthy uncle's daughter. However, the uncle refused his proposal. He eventually decided to murder his uncle, thinking that he would then inherit his fortune, marry his daughter, and also earn the blood money. Consequently, on the pretext of some business, he took his uncle somewhere one night and killed him. So, pretending to be searching for his uncle the next morning, he found people gathered around his uncle's corpse. Weeping and throwing sand on his head, he exclaimed his exasperation of the fact that they murdered his uncle and claimed the blood money from them. Whatever the incident, the people approached Sayyidina Musa a.s. for a solution to the problem. It was then that Sayyidina Musa a.s. told them, "Verily, Allah commands you to slaughter a bullock, then strike the corpse with a piece of its flesh." At this, they should have immediately slaughtered any bullock they could find. However, they asked Sayyidina Musa a.s., "Are you joking with us?" They said this because they could not believe that there could be any relationship between some meat and information about the murderer. They never paused to think that the Prophet of Allah, who receives divine revelation, was speaking to them. So upset at their outburst, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam exclaimed, "I seek refuge with Allah that I become of the ignorant." It would take an ignorant person to joke about Allah's commands. Since the Bani Israel were never prepared to comply with Allah's commands, they began to ask a series of unnecessary questions which attach more conditions and restrictions to their choice of the bullock. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says that they would have fulfilled the command by slaughtering any bullock, but they chose to make matters difficult by asking futile questions. As a result, Allah made matters more difficult for them. So they said, "Call to your Lord to explain to us what type of bullock it should be, what age group." So he said, "Indeed, Allah says that it must be a bullock that is neither old nor young, but aged between the two. So do as you are commanded." However, they still did not comply and said further, "Call to your Lord to explain to us what color it should be." So Musa alayhi salam said, "Allah says that he should be a bright yellow bullock, which is pleasing to the observer." They said, "Call to your Lord to explain to us exactly what type of bullock it should be, because all bullocks appear the same to us. Then Allah wills, we will be rightly guided." So Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that if they had not said, "Insha'Allah, if Allah wills," on this occasion, they would never have found the bullock that was required. So although Durri Mansur has recorded this as a hadith, Allama ibn Kathir said it is most probably the words of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an. In reply to their final question, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, "Allah says that he must be a bullock that is perfect, does not till the soil, nor water the fields, and without any blemishes." So the bullock was to be perfectly healthy, without any physical defects, and the entire body was to be the same color throughout, without any marks of another color. So they said, "Now you have brought the truth." Thereafter, they began searching for a bullock that fitted the description. The books of Tafsir mention, quoting sources from the Bani Israel, that they had paid a large sum for the bullock, which they found after extensive searching. The owner kept raising the price as they made repeated offers. Eventually, a sum of gold was agreed upon, which equal to 10 times the weight of the bullock. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala reports that they filled the skin of the bullock with gold coins as a price. After securing the bullock, they reluctantly slaughtered it. Allah ta'ala says, so they slaughtered it, although they never wanted to. وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَالدَّارَ أَوْتُمْ فِيهَا والله مخرج ما كنتم تكتمون فقلنا اضربوه ببعضها كذلك يحيي الله الموتى ويريكم آياته لعلكم تعقلون. When you murdered the soul, then began casting the blame on each other, which Allah was to unveil what you concealed. We said, strike it with a piece thereof. Thus does Allah bring the dead back to life and show you his signs so that you may understand. So now comes the culmination of the story. These verses reveal the reason for slaughtering the bullock. Allah says, when you murdered a soul, then began casting the blame on each other, while Allah was to unveil what you concealed. Because they were pinning the blame on each other, Allah wished to uncover the murderer by means of the bullock's flesh. Consequently, they struck a piece of the meat between the dead man's shoulders, after which he came back to life. When they asked him who had murdered him, he said that his brother's son, his nephew, had murdered him so that he could inherit his wealth and marry his daughter. The killer was then executed. It will be futile to ask why Allah did not bring the person back to life without the medium of the bullock. Man cannot perceive the wisdom of Allah's commands, nor is it necessary for a man to understand these. The believers, the mu'minin, must believe and accept Allah's decrees, even though he cannot understand the wisdom behind it. One of the reasons could be that Allah wished to demonstrate to people the reluctance of the Bani Israel, says, so that they could learn from this. We said, strike it with a piece thereof. Thus does Allah bring the dead back to life and show you his signs so that you may understand. There are many people who deny resurrection on the day of judgment. Although their objections have been replied to in the noble Quran, Allah also demonstrates such happenings like resurrection to people at times, as it occurred in the above incident, that Allah has the power to bring somebody back to life. So the incident occurred before many people and has been narrated by innumerable people throughout history. So the narrations are so profuse that none can reject them. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Thereafter your hearts hardened, becoming like rocks or even harder. There are those rocks from which rivers gush forth, while some of them split open, causing water to flow therefrom. Then there are even those that fall because of fear for Allah. Allah is not unaware of what you do. So speaking about the rigidity of the Jews' heart, describing the hard-heartedness of the Jews, Allah says, thereafter your hearts hardened, becoming like rocks or even harder. Their hearts are so hard, they did not even respond to the miracles of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, even rocks display some flexibility because there are those rocks from which rivers gush forth, while some of them split open, causing water to flow therefrom. Then there are even those that fall because of the fear of Allah. So the analogy in the verse has been drawn to rocks, which are even harder than steel, because they do not melt. If a person's heart is soft, he would shed tears excessively, like how rivers flow from rocks. Otherwise, he would at least shed a few tears, like the splitting rock, which allows some water to escape. If no tears are apparent from the eyes, the heart should at least feel some sentiments like the falling rock. However, none of these emotions can be detected in the Jews, making them harder than rocks. And this becomes evident as we see in the political climate that exists today as well. So Allah is not unaware of what you do. He will grant every person his or her just dues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Maidah, due to their breach of the covenant, we cursed them and made their hearts hard. Inshallah, we will continue with this particular subject tomorrow. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us learn, you know, from the stories in the noble Quran and Allah's command to the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not to become hard-hearted. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.